Earlier this year, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin proposed getting American soldiers out of Iraq by December 31st of 2006. Feingold says a prolonged U.S. presence in the Middle East hotspot is only fostering recruits for the insurgency, who view the soldiers as a permanent occupation force. Feingold says he and veteran Marine Jack Murtha, a Democratic representative of Pennsylvania, believe a timely withdrawal is called for, even if his colleague, Senator Hillary Clinton, shares the stay-the-course approach with President Bush.
Congressman Murtha is a lot closer to being right on this than Senator Clinton is, although I do give her credit for being consistent. We can have a much smarter, more effective approach to the terrorist problem, and it comes down to this. Iraq is not the be-all and end-all of our national security. That's a mistake that the president has made.
Senator Clinton has stated that President Bush's pledge to stay in Iraq until the job is done amounts to giving Iraqis an open-ended invitation not to take care of themselves. Meanwhile, the president and his supporters argue that an immediate withdrawal would give the impression of a cut-and-run operation that might embolden insurgents and demoralize American forces. Both Senators Feingold and Clinton are potential candidates for the 2008 presidential race. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.